Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with someone who is the best in the world at what he does and what he did. And you'll remember him as being a five-time undefeated champion on Jeopardy and won $5 million on that great game show. And he is as good as they get. A greatest of all time, they say, GOAT. And now you could look for him in the remake of UK's quiz show, The Chase. And it's terrific. It's premiered on January 7th, and it is getting rave reviews. Everyone has to check it out. From somebody who knows a lot about winning on game shows and certainly trivia, Brad Rutter, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you mentioned five-time champion. That just highlights, you know, how long I've been going on that show. It was a long time ago when they used to kick you off after five games.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, just congratulations on all of that. I mean, that's just tremendous to look back. I always wanted to ask you, and if I have my information right, you were working in a record store. You're working at Coconuts, is that correct?
Yes, Coconuts, if anybody. I don't know if they're still around, actually, but yeah.
No, I remember. I remember Coconuts well. But what I'm saying is you came out of nowhere, and you came on and took the world by storm. At what point, when you were on Jeopardy, did your life start changing? Did things start feeling different, looking different to you?
I think probably when I won the Tournament of Champions, the yearly one, the year after I was first on, that's when I quit the job at Coconuts. So that was like, oh, you know, I could take some time off from work. I have enough money in the bank, and you know, fortunately, I've been going back fairly often and winning enough money that I've never really had to have a real job again, which is great.
Yeah, I mean, you're an easy guy to cheer for because, you know, it doesn't sound like you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you were just, hey, let me try this out or whatever. You came out of nowhere, and obviously a lot of work goes into what you do. A lot of intelligence obviously goes into to what you do. Before we get much further, let's talk about The Chase a little bit, and that's why we're here. But again, just what a history and what a wonderful story you have behind you. Tell us a little bit about The Chase.
Well, basically the concept is we bring in three good trivia players, the kind that would probably win the gift card at their local pub quiz more often than not. And we put them together as a team, and they go up against one of the Jeopardy GOATs, either me or Ken Jennings or James Holzhauer, and try to take us down to potentially win a six-figure payday. So it's high stakes.
How big a search is it to find these three people each time around? Do you have any numbers of how many people they've gone through in order to get to this?
I don't, but it was a little harder these days because I think they all had to be within like a two-hour drive of L.A. because of the
pandemic
stuff.
Yeah.
So, we're looking forward to potentially in season two, you know, casting an even wider net. But we got some good contestants, so it'll be fun to watch.
You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least ask you a passing thought on the late, great Alec Trebek. And what a great talent we lost. I mean, certainly the best at what he did, that's for sure. Your thoughts on Alec?
Yeah, I mean, they don't make him like that anymore. You know, he was the real GOAT. Like nobody will ever be that good at hosting a show again, at least as far as I can see. And I was watching on Friday with his last show, and it was sad just thinking about, wow, you know, we're not going to have him around anymore. You know, I mean, obviously everybody knew he had passed away, but it was almost another thing to get through, which with his last night on the show, you know, it's the last time he's going to be coming into everybody's houses. And, you know, I think that's why people connected with him so much is, you know, he cared about the game so much and was having a good time out there and was really, you know, interested in knowledge. And I think that really came through, and you can't fake that. And, you know, I think that's why he connected with people so much.
Oh, no question about it. You know, we'll miss him. Rest in peace, Alec Trebek. Let me go back a little to your origins. If I have it correct, it's Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Am I right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and what did you start out thinking that you would ultimately be doing at this point in your life? Did you give it much thought? Were you a planner? Were you kind of just going with the flow? What were your expectations, and you know, how does it match up with your? It sounds like a wonderful reality.
Yeah, I really had no idea what I wanted to do when I grew up. You know, I think I probably went through a doctor phase, like any kind of intelligent kid will.
Yeah,
but. You know, it turns out I'm better at, you know, English and history than I was at math and science. So, you know, by the time I was in college, I kind of had no idea. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll go to law school or whatever. But then Jeopardy came along and took a hard left turn.
Is there, I don't know much about Ken, you know, other than, you know, he obviously had great success on Jeopardy as well, Ken Jennings. But is there a common trait between you and Ken and others that have done extremely well at these type of shows? You mentioned English and history. Is that an ideal, I guess, starting point for a trivia champion?
Yeah, I think those are probably the, you know, maybe the two. If you were going to major in something in college that would teach you a lot that you might get asked on trivia shows, I think that's probably a good place to start. I think the common characteristic is really, so it's really just having a wide set of interests, because there's no way you can, you know, sort of study enough to learn what you need to learn to do well on Jeopardy or any quiz show for that matter. You kind of just have to be interested in knowledge for its own sake, and the wide spectrum of things they'll ask you about, you know, it's, I mean, I guess theoretically you could sort of, you know, take one day out of the week and make it, you know, science day, and the other make it pop culture day. But really the only way you're going to learn that much stuff is just to be interested in it in your daily life and pick it up along the way.
Yeah, well, listen, just an amazing story that you have. Thrilled to have you, and thrilled to get to see you again on The Chase. And you know, I think it's going to be a big hit, and you're a big reason why. In closing, can you give us a website, a social media site where people could follow along with you? And in addition to that, if there's anything that you have coming up in the future that you'd like to tell us about, I failed to ask you, feel free.
Sure. Like, I'm finally on Instagram, so, you know, go over and follow me there. It's Brad Rutter Official. I'm also on Twitter. That's just at Brad Rutter. And, yeah, follow the show, too. It's The Chase ABC across all platforms. And, yeah, Thursdays at 9, tune in. It's a lot of fun.
Brad, congratulations on everything, and congratulations on The Chase. It's going to be a big hit, and thrilled to hear everything, and great coming from a self-made man. Brad Rutter, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, it was a pleasure.
Brad Rutter has been our very special guest, five-time undefeated champion on Jeopardy, a $5 million in winnings from that show, and his new show, and they'll be trying to beat him. Three chasers, I guess they call them, on The Chase will be going after him and Ken Jennings, and trying to defeat them in trivia. You know, more importantly to me, on these type of guests is like where they came from. I mean, he was working in a record store. He was working in a record store at Coconuts, if people remember that show. It was a chain, you know, similar to Tower, but smaller. And, you know, he was working there, and he was just, you know, selling people records and whatever else they had, videos or whatever Coconuts had, whatever. And then he got an opportunity to go on Jeopardy, and he's obviously a very bright guy and has a lot of knowledge, and probably, I'm sure he was teased for having a lot of useless knowledge for trivia, but anything. But he goes on to win $5 million. You may hear me congratulate people a lot. I'm big into people's careers and success stories, especially if they started from nowhere. You know, if they had a job in Coconuts and they had a, you know, like a measly childhood like me, you know, I appreciate those guys and gals, you know, so much more than you know, some some long-term legacy that's there. But I always love hearing that somebody worked at Coconuts and then went on to get $5 million. That's what America's all about. I don't want to sound like I'm waving the flag here, but I'm into success. I'm into people coming out of nowhere and doing well. I try to celebrate people for what they've done. By the way, it's not like he won $5 million in the lottery. This is knowledge that he had. He had this intelligence, and he had a background, strong background in English and social studies, history, and went on to, make $5 million on Jeopardy. Way to go, Brad. Sounds like a good guy, and, we wish him the best. The latest from him, or his latest, is The Chase. And he'll be part of the structure of The Chase. He's not competing. And it's a remake of a UK quiz show called The Chase. And it premiered on January 7th. Brad Rutter has been our very special guest. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time as far as Jeopardy champions go. $5 million in earnings there and winnings. And listen, more power to him. He sounds like a great guy. And we congratulate him once again on that. Coming from nowhere, Coconuts. He was selling records at Coconuts. And he went on to win $5 million on Jeopardy. Good for him. Brad Rutter, way to go. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.